Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
If you have your Bibles there, I'd like for you to open them up to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And what I want to do is I'm going to share some scriptures with you, and then I'm going to give you 3 points, 3 steps of action that we all can take that will make a difference in our life right now. We're all in this together, and we're here for you. I want you to know that. And I want to encourage you to get on the chat line. I want to encourage you, if you have prayer requests, to send them in to us. And I want to encourage you to connect with one another and reach out to one another during this season. Because we declare that we have victory over the virus. You might want to say that with me right there where you're at. Victory over the virus in Jesus' name. Another good phrase is that we are not going to be, you and I, we are not going to break under this season that we're all going through, but we're going to build. We're not going to break, but we're going to build. We're going to build up ourselves. We're going to grow spiritually. We're going to grow in relationships. We're going to grow in connections. And I'm excited about that. You know, God is so good. He's been preparing us here at Church on the Rock really for several years. Do you remember in January, I did a series on wisdom for 2020, getting God's guidance in wisdom. And boy, do we ever need it now, God's wisdom. And then last month, I taught on the whole month prayer and how to pray and get results. And boy, we need to know how to pray right now and move mountains. Amen. We know how to get things out of our way, and we know how to get things in our way. Amen. And then I was going to start this weekend a brand new series on metrics for spiritual growth. But you know, we've got to be adaptable in times like this, right? We've got to be adjustable in times like this. And I just feel led a brand new series. I want to talk to you about, the guys have it on the screen, what to do in a crisis. What to do in a crisis. And so I want to read some scriptures to you, and I want to share with you from God's word then 3 points, 3 steps of actions that we all need to take. So let's look at it. Let's look at Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And I like what it says. Here's 7 words. I want to give you something right now. Here's 7 words that can change everything. These 7 words can change everything in your life right now. Just 7 words. All we need is 1 word from God. And here's 7 words. Oh my goodness, 7 words that can change your life, change your family, your atmosphere. 7 words that can turn everything around for you this weekend. What to do in a crisis. And the first thing is that we don't react in fear. The first of the 3 points is that we don't react in fear. So let's look at it. Look at these 7 words. The guys have them for us there. Fear not. This is God talking to us. Fear not. There is nothing to fear. Oh, my goodness. You know, somebody said that in the Bible, there are 365 times where it says fear not. So what does that mean, Pastor? That means there's a fear not for every day of our life. God doesn't want us to be infected. I didn't say affected, but also or infected by fear. Wow. So look what it says. The Bible says, fear not. There's nothing to fear, for I am with you. Wow. Do not look around you in terror and be discouraged, for I am your God. So it's not God's will that we be in fear, and it's not God's will that we be depressed and discouraged. Fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. If he's not your God, I want to give you an opportunity before the end of this service for you to make him your God. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will harden you to the difficulties. You know, this virus didn't take God by surprise. God knew that it was coming. And you know what? I believe that God has strategy and wisdom for us in this virus. Have victory over it in Jesus' name. And I believe it's not going to beat us, but it's going to build us up. You and I, out of it, are going to grow. We're going to grow spiritually. We're going to grow in every area of our life. So he said, I will harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Cry out to him for help. I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up. Whoa. If we ever needed to be up in a down world, we need God and we need God's support. We need to be, Psalm 91, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. So he says, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up. I'll retain you with my victorious, oh, I like that, right hand of rightness and justice. That would be a good scripture for you to read to your children, read to your friends in your small groups, in your gathering together. This would be a great word to stand on. Seven words that will change your life forever, especially in the season we're in now. Fear not, there is nothing to fear. So point number one, if you're taking notes, is here's our steps of action. Don't react in fear. Don't react in fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if it's not from God, then we have the biblical authority to resist it, rebuke it, not accept it. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but God gave us a spirit of power. Ooh, I like that. Power of love. And look at this, a sound mind. Not an anxious mind, not a worried mind, not a, you know, upset, fearful mind, not, you know, a mind that's going crazy, going insane, out of our mind. No, God's will is for you and I to have a sound mind. So number one, what should we be doing, Pastor? Well, number one, don't react in fear. We don't want a reaction. You see, what are you talking about? Well, you know, if you and I went to a doctor, and by the way, we need to be praying for our doctors, our nurses, like Pastor Kim led us in earlier, every day praying for the medical field, first responders, we need to keep praying for them. But let's just say you and I went to a doctor and we had something in our body. We needed a prescription. We needed medicine. Well, the last thing we want, the last thing our doctor wants is for us to have a reaction from the medicine. The pills or the medicine, our doctor, they want to make sure that we don't have a reaction, but they want to make sure that our body responds. Ooh. I want to tell you a story. Years ago, I had something happen in my body, and actually, Kim had to rush me to the emergency room in the hospital, and they rushed me in there. I was in so much pain. I couldn't think. I couldn't hardly talk, describe even what was wrong, and immediately, laid me on the bed there in the emergency room, and they hooked me up, and they started putting morphine into my body. Now, I'd never had morphine in all my life, any medication with morphine in it. Never took drugs, thank you, Lord. So my body wasn't used to any of that. So they gave me some morphine to deaden the pain because I was in so much pain. They didn't even have time, you know, to find out what I was allergic to or whatever. I mean, they put morphine, they hooked me up, started pushing that through my body, and immediately, you know what happened? All of a sudden, the little monitor by the bed there in the hospital room, the emergency room, started beeping. I was dying. My heartbeat was going down. All of a sudden, Kim screamed for the nurse, the doctor. They came running in. My body was reacting. My body was not responding. My body was reacting. It was giving a wrong reaction. And seriously, you can ask my wife. I'm not fabricating. I was on my way out of this world. My heartbeat went way, 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 way down. It started beeping, you know, that I'm about to die. Because why? I had a wrong reaction. Instead of my body responding, my body was reacting. And so, number one, you and I do not want to react in fear. Because fear, what fear will do, was it will open the door. It will bring down, in the natural, our immune system, but in the spiritual realm, fear opens the door for the enemy to come into our life. Fear also will cause you and I to shrink. It'll cause everything about us to diminish. It will paralyze us. It will stop us in our tracks. Fear, I can't hear from God if I'm in fear. I can't be in fear and in faith at the same time. So fear, we don't want to react in fear. That's so important. That's so important. So that would be number one, is don't react in fear. Did you know the Bible says that in the last days, and I think we're in the last days, that people's hearts are going to fail them for fear. Wow. People are going to have heart attacks as a result of the great fear that will come upon the earth. So fear is the enemy. We don't want to react in fear. So what do? Number two, we respond in faith. We respond in faith. This is so important. It's important that we feed our faith every day. We have to read the headlines of the news, but I would encourage you that don't go any farther than the headlines, because fear comes by hearing and faith comes by hearing. And what we need to do is have less fear coming our way and more faith. That's why it's so important that we gather together on the weekends, that we have watch parties, that we get into small groups, because we need to feed our faith. We need to learn the language of faith. We need to learn the language of faith. The other day, I was at Espanol, our Spanish service, and one of our sisters said to me, "Pastor, you need to learn Spanish." I said, "You're right, pray for me." She said, "I'll do more than pray for you. I'll make you accountable that you start learning it." She's so precious. She blessed me. And the next day, we were at another event, and she said, "Have you started learning it yet, Pastor?" Thank God she's holding me accountable. But what is she asking me to do? Learn a new language. I want to submit to you and to me and to all of us, it's important that you and I are learning the language of faith, that we are learning the language of faith right now, that we are monitoring, that we are, what I want to say, specializing, that we're being specific, that we are making sure that we're learning the language of faith, that you and I are speaking faith over ourselves, over our family, over our church, our community, the language of faith. Fear will rob you of your strength. And remember, we read that God wants us to be strong and victorious. Fear robs us of our strength, but faith will give us more strength. Wow. Fear will cause us to shrink and give up, but faith will cause us to move forward and to expand. Wow. Let me show you a scripture. It's in Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 through 38, look what it says. "Therefore, do not throw away." Well, it's so important what we do in a crisis. It's so important how we respond and not react. We respond and not react. We pray and we don't panic. Wow. And notice it says here, don't throw away your confidence. Don't stop the gathering and the getting together and the watch parties of every weekend and Wednesday night if you can, and getting in small groups and connecting. Connection is so important at this time. So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Now, that word confidence, another word in the Bible for it is faith. So the last thing you want to do is give up on God, give up on church, give up on community, give up on gathering. The last thing you want to do is that. The last thing you want to do is give in to fear. The last thing you want to do is open up your heart and your mind to that spirit of fear, because it will cause you to shrink and go backwards. But you and I want to stay in faith, learn the language of faith, begin to declare the scriptures that I'm giving you this weekend. Isaiah 41:10. Remember those seven words? "Fear not, for there is nothing to fear." How can you say that, preacher? Because God is with me, and God is for me, and God is in me. And I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And He's my shield and He's my refuge. Wow. The language of faith, you know, we're encouraging all of you to read Psalm 91 to your kids, to your loved ones, make it a devotion. We'll be teaching on it on Wednesday nights in our online services. But I love the scripture there. It says, I will say, I think it's Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. He's my shield. Well, it's important what you say. And then the next verse, verse 3, it says, He will deliver. Wow. God then can only do in accordance of what we're saying. I will say, God will deliver. I will say. So it's important that we learn the language of faith. And so he says, therefore, don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your faith because it has great reward. Next verse, in verse, for you have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, that you can receive what has been promised to you. Oh, I love that. Verse 37. For verse 37 says, yet for a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. Jesus is coming back. You know, some of my peers are saying right now, this is the beginning of the great tribulation. I don't know, but I know it didn't take God off guard. I know God has a prescription. I know that God, wow, I know that God has a strategy. I know that God has a plan. I know, what is your sustaining plan that you have for your life? We need a sustaining plan, a plan that will sustain us and take us through. One I love in the Bible where it says, this too shall pass. You and I, if we respond and don't react, we're going to get through this together. Gathering together. Our church will be stronger. We'll be stronger. We'll be better. Oh my goodness. On the other side of this, it's not going to beat us. It's not going to break us. It's going to build us. Wow. Next verse, verse 38. Verse 38 says, but my righteous ones, wow, shall live by faith. Oh my goodness. 36 years of Church on the Rock teaching, be a doer of the word. Now it really comes into play, doesn't it? We can't just talk faith. We get to live by faith. You know, Christ in you has, you have what you need to get through this and your family and lead others. You know, if God didn't think you could make it in this dispensation, He would have you been born in a different dispensation. You were made, and I was made for, and Church on the Rock was made for such a time as this. But my righteous ones, they're going to live by faith. And if you shrink back, how do we shrink back? By fear. Wow, fear will shrink you and your life. It will diminish you, your joy, your peace, your sanity, your direction, your clarity, your relationships, your family. Fear will shrink everything about you, but faith will strengthen you. You know, I remember there's been times, you know, Kim and I, we've been married for none of your business years, okay? But we've been married for a long time. And you know, down through the years, I can remember I'd get this t-shirt, you know, really cool t-shirt. Maybe we'd been someplace, it was a car t-shirt or a motorcycle or something hip and groovy in, you know, and remind me of a place and a good memory. And we'd come home from vacation or the trip. And I'd say, you know, Kim, make sure now, make sure that t-shirt is awesome. That t-shirt brings back the memories of our trip. And when I wear it, I'm going to feel good. So Kim, make sure that you, when you wash it, make sure you don't shrink it. Make sure you don't shrink it now because I want to wear it and I bought an extra size as I don't want it to shrink. And you know what? Many times, more than once, Pastor Kim, she would wash it and then she'd hang it up, let it dry naturally and not in a dryer so it wouldn't shrink. But guess what? It still shrunk. Pastor, how could it do that? You know how I could do that? Because of what it was made out of, the material. What are you made out of? What am I made out of? It comes out. You know, somebody said in bad times, the worst of times, either our best comes out or our worst comes out. Here's what I found out. I've got other t-shirts that down through the years, I just bought one. We were on vacation last week, and I just bought this really cool t-shirt of this groovy in place, and Pastor Kim washed it, and guess what? It didn't shrink. Why? Because of the material it was made out of. Are you and I going to shrink during this season of this coronavirus? No. Are you and I going to quit? No. Are you and I going to give up? No. Are you and I going to walk around and affect and infect our loved ones and our friends with fear? I say no. I say as we gather every weekend on Wednesday nights throughout the week, small groups, I say watch parties, get your friends together. I say you and I are not going to shrink because of the greater one on the inside. Because of us renewing our mind in the Word of God. Because of our connection with one another. Because of our church community. Now, I thank God for our building. It's God's house. It's God's building. But the church, in reality, is not a building. It's a people. It's a community. And I believe you and I are made of the stuff that in tough times, we won't shrink, give up, go back. But you and I will build up, move forward, and expand. In Jesus' name. You can praise God right there where you're at with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it goes on to say, my righteous one will live by faith. And if they shrink back, God says, I have no pleasure in them. I have no pleasure in them. Oh my goodness. I want God to be pleased. I want God to be pleased with our church. I don't want to shrink in my giving. I don't want to shrink in my serving. I don't want to shrink in my volunteering. I don't want to shrink in my worship. I don't want to shrink in my Bible. I don't want to go back. I want to expand. The word God gave me for this year was expansion and transformation. And bless God, I see it in Jesus' name. Because you and I are going to touch more people than we've ever touched before. That's my third point. Reach out to others. Reach out to others. Oh my goodness. Our church, you heard me in the last few weeks at the offering, I would say, we're going to reach more people this year than ever before. Right now, we have an opportunity and an advantage to reach more people. The world is worried. The world is without hope. The world is struggling. They're angry. They're upset. Some are going out of their mind. We have an opportunity to reach people that we could have never reached any other way. What a season to build the church. What a season to build the kingdom of God. Number one is don't react in fear. Number two, respond in faith. Number three, reach out to other people. Reach out to other people. We want to. There already have been members in our church that have friends in other states that have the virus, and it doesn't look good for them. That's why it's important that you and I don't just laugh this off or be sarcastic, because the Bible says that we need to believe for the best, but prepare for the worst. The Bible says that we need to be sober. Isn't that what the Bible says? In the last days, be sober. Don't be cynical. Don't be sarcastic. Don't make light. And don't make much of what we shouldn't. But be sober. Be moderate. Be vigilant. That's God's word for us. So I just want to encourage you. Here's three things, three steps. And you pray for us, because this whole month, our series is what to do in a crisis. On Wednesday nights, we're still having service. We haven't canceled Church on the Rock, and we're not going to. We haven't canceled church. No. We're just online right now. And we're going to have Wednesday night service online. I'm going to be teaching out of Psalm 91. I encourage you, get a watch party. Get your small group together. Get your family. Get your friends. Those that are struggling, reach out to them and bring them. So we need to reach out to other people. We need to pray for our leaders that they have godly wisdom. We need to pray as the team comes out. We need to pray for our family and our friends and those that we know that are affected and infected with it. We need to pray that this passes quickly. Like Pastor Kim said, that it passes quickly, that we get through this. We need to pray, God, use us. God, help me today to be mindful, to be purposeful. To look for opportunities to be a blessing to other people. But I just want you to know, thank you. I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of our team. I'm so proud of you. And just let everybody know, we're going to have full-blown service, every service online. Praise and worship, prayer, the word, offering, giving. And it's so important that we keep our giving up. Keep our giving, because this is a lifeline. Our church is a lifeline to many people in our city and around the world. They're depending on us. So there are many different ways. The guys have it up on the screen throughout the service that you can, if you don't give through online and you say, I'm old-fashioned, I write a check, put it in the mail. Put it in the mail. Or come by the church and drop it off. But we're here to serve you. And pray for me and my family, and pray for our team, and pray for our dream team. And let's pray for other churches in our city, other churches in our community. Let's pray for them as well. And I just want to close with this. If you're watching right now and you don't know God, wow, and you say, Pastor Blunt, I need God. You read it to us today. Those seven words that will change our life. Isaiah 41:10, there's nothing to fear. Wow, those seven words that we read, go back and look at that. If God is our help, God is our God, we can trust in Him. We can lean on Him. You see, Pastor, I need God today. I'm in fear. I'm overwhelmed. I'm ready for God. Pray for me. Or, Pastor, you know, I'm a Christian, but I need to now examine, evaluate, adjust. You know, right now it's important that you and I, we are resilient and we are adapting. Every day our behavior needs to be changing. Not faith, not believing, but we need to realize that even our very behavior will need to change. And you say, Pastor, oh, God's really dealing with me now. I want to get closer. I want to rededicate. I want to pray with you right now. And if you're praying this prayer with me, pray it out loud right there. Right there with your family, your friends, your small group, your gathering, your watch party. Just pray this prayer with me right now. All of us, all over the world, pray this prayer with me right now. Heavenly Father, I repent of every sin, every mistake, every transgression in my life. And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, I need You. I want You. Come into my life. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.